And welcome to our show, Geeks Rewired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. And this week we have Anthony.
Hi.
And Anna.
Hello.
And Ted.
Hi.
And you can contact us by sending us an email at geeksrewired@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 801-896-4335. We also have a Patreon page that you can help support us by giving us money, and then you can join us in the chat in their Discord group, or you get the podcast at least a day early, depending on how everything goes.
Don't you mean and?
And, or, and or.
And an or.
Because depending on
depending
the
on your tier.
Yes. And.
And.
You also should, even if you are not a supporter or anything, you still should go to patreon.com/geeksrewired. And I'm going to leave it up for one more month and go vote on the great debate episode.
How many votes have we got?
We've gotten a few.
Have
like
we really?
Three?
I know. Nobody else does. I don't think so.
The great Jedi debate.
And nobody knows who's winning except for me.
Between Bill and Ted.
Yes.
But, like, it's Ted. Three votes?
I can guarantee that nobody in this room has voted.
Well,
I didn't vote because I figured I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, that means Bill also hasn't voted.
That is correct. If you go vote. You can feel like it. Same with our listeners.
I won.
You sure?
I'm a winner.
Actually.
Is that what your mommy says?
What if I vote against you, Ted? What would you say?
Wait, he may not know.
Yeah, it's an anonymous vote. You don't have to tell him.
He's just glaring at me.
That will happen.
For all the listeners that can't
if
see
if I didn't
what
drive your
like.
Car here, you'd be walking home.
Driving my car here, yes.
Yeah. You brought keys.
So.
That's not true. I wouldn't make her walk home.
No, but she can make you walk home.
Anthony would give her a ride, or Bill would give her a ride home, so she'd be fine.
Nice podcast hosts.
Yeah.
So go vote.
So if you need a ride somewhere, you can always call us at 1-801-896-4335 and leave a message. And we will tell everybody about how you needed a ride in the past, but didn't get one.
They might need a ride in the future. They may be prepping that ride.
Oh, yeah. You could do that. I don't know if it'll work out, but you're free to try it. Give us a call and tell us when you need a ride and to where, and we'll announce it on the podcast and then see if anybody picks you up.
There you go.
You're not getting a ride if you do that, but it could be a fun adventure.
You might not get a ride, or you might get a ride.
Yeah, it's possible. You could meet another Geeks Rewired enthusiast and then get a ride somewhere. Or if we're nearby, maybe one of us would give you a ride, especially if you were a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you become a Patreon, I guarantee you that I'll consider possibly once perhaps giving you a ride somewhere.
There you go. Then you can talk to Ted in RL.
In his Nissan Sentra.
Or are you going to try to take my car?
No, I won't take your car. I don't know these people. Although they're probably pretty cool and wouldn't trash my car, so we could probably take the new car.
Hmm. So, we also are going to be at Snake River Fandom Con.
Well, I mean, Bill will be. I guess I'll be on the last day.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to a different convention, Strange Loop, in St. Louis.
Yeah, that will happen.
That same... Well, it's like on Thursday, I think.
Well... Yeah, ours is Friday, then, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and then Thursday get back, night. And then I'm coming back on Saturday. So I'm going Thursday to Saturday, and then I might be up for coming on Sunday, I hope.
Yeah, because if you come on Sunday, they get to watch us live.
Watch us live.
Yes, you can come to the Sunday showing, and we are doing a live recording.
Are you sure it's live? Maybe it's live.
Is there one V or two Vs?
L-I-V-E, live.
There's never... More than one V.
Wait, are both the E's and B silent?
So it would be a lie?
No, B. Like the little thing that flies around and stings you? Are both the E's in that silent?
No, they're extended. They're like...
Well, I don't know. Life is hard.
No, because it'd just be a buh.
Anyways, come see us at Snake River Fandom Con.
Yeah. It'll be the 30th of September.
Probably at least one of the days, one of us will be wearing a Geeks Are Wired shirt. I think Bill's the only one who has one.
I keep asking for him to make more.
He could wear the same one for like 3 days in a row.
Oh, that would be stinky. So you can smell us at Snake River Comic Con.
That's what laundry's for. Maybe you'll have to get more shirts.
Or wear a lot of cologne and deodorant.
Febreze. Yes.
If you would like us to make more shirts so that you can purchase your very own Geeks Are Wired t-shirt, go ahead and email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com and tell us you want a t-shirt. If we get enough people wanting t-shirts, we will might consider putting some up for sale.
There's a very high chance on that because there's not been enough want.
No demand.
Yeah.
So, Bill.
Yes.
Guess what I got this week? If you followed me on Facebook, you'd know.
A bee. Honey,
wait,
you got honey.
This. No. I got this.
No. Anthony, do you know?
No.
He's trying to cheat, and Facebook has failed him.
I didn't log in on my computer, so
Oh, that's funny.
So what did you get?
Is it a game? It's the NES Classic.
How'd you get that?
They were selling them at GameStop. The mini.
Nice.
You didn't tell me?
Yeah.
There was only one on the shelf.
Well, that doesn't mean they didn't have more in back.
That's true. I didn't think about it. Well, try and go buy GameStop.
I'm not buying more stuff. So
they said
okay.
They purchased the batch like since they sold out last year.
Yeah, they'd gotten one. He's like, we just got a shipment. And I'm like, oh! Because we went in there to price out a VR set and see.
On the PlayStation?
Yeah, for the PlayStation. Because we really want that game.
Saber Beats.
Uh-huh. But buying it all at once just for one game, I mean.
No.
I'm rich, but I'm not that rich.
The Rick and Morty game, I've heard lots of good stuff about.
I've seen that. It looks dumb.
It's a lot of fun.
Says you.
Says people that have played it.
Guess what it is, Bill?
What?
It's a video game based on a TV show.
So that means it's okay. No, you just said it can't be a game based on, or it can't be a movie based on a game.
Nope.
It can work the other way.
Nope. Both suck.
Okay. So.
Name a video game based on a movie or TV show that was good. Go ahead.
Based on a movie or a TV show?
Uh-huh.
Batman Arkham Asylum.
That was based on comic book. Try again.
There was no comic book, TV show, movie, video game.
Nope.
So technically.
The original was a comic book.
Oh, then actually Rick and Morty is originally a comic book.
No, it wasn't.
Pretty sure it was. At least they currently have comic. Actually, this week's comic is pretty awesome.
Okay, they had a comic. They have a comic, but.
It wasn't based off
it.
Of
was
it
was originally
really,
a
it's based off of Back to the Future.
Well, it, well but yeah, it,
two characters from there.
Technically based off
but,
of a movie.
But the original, I believe, was a short that they made. Kind of like Beavis and Butthead, they made a little short and someone liked it and so they just decided to run with it.
Okay. Because I was going to say, ooh, how about Angry Birds?
Again, that movie sucked.
I
actually watched it all the way through.
I enjoyed Rugrats in Paris. The
video game?
The video game.
Yeah, I don't know if we can stay married.
Warcraft?
Nope.
Mortal Kombat. The first one. Only the first one.
We're talking about movies based on video games.
Oh,
right? You're trying to go the other way. You're going the wrong way, Bill.
My bad.
He likes Street Fighter, but I don't think he enjoys the Street Fighter movie.
The movie was a turd.
So between Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, he's a Street Fighter fan.
For sure. But again, going the wrong way.
Yeah, I know. Let me see if I can find anything on this. Super Mario
Do you know what, Bill?
Do you feel the same way like with mangas? Like,
that's a comic book.
What about DuckTales?
Well,
DuckTales, the video game.
Yes.
Nope, you win.
You
win. That's a good one. That's a really good game.
That's also based off of a comic, but...
It was a comic first?
I don't know.
I think DuckTales the show was first.
It was, but...
Actually, I mean, comic book.
So here's the problem, because
I think the ducks were around in TV in animated
cartoons.
Form
yeah.
before oh, yeah.
the
yeah, cart- right,
before
yeah.
the sure. comic book. I think Disney did that, and then they like started doing comic books because, you know, whatever.
I'm totally not looking at a list, by the way, on IMDb.
Again, you're going the wrong freaking way.
I thought you said game into movie.
No.
Oh, dang it.
he's done that twice now. He's been scrolling down the same list saying movies on that list.
Oh, dang.
Even though he's going the wrong way. Just... Ugh. Bill, you kill me.
So far, I'm not finding another one that's good, though.
Yeah, DuckTales was an extremely good game. It really didn't have much to do with the TV show. But that's okay.
That's what makes it good.
That's
it doesn't
okay.
need to.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Did you ever play the Terminator game after like the movie came out? Like
actually, yeah.
Like Terminator, I think like Terminator 2 came out, and then they did like
the
arcade game.
I don't think I played any of those games.
It was like on the NES.
There's also the arcade.
Mm-hmm. No,
you actually had the like.
Oh
the
wait,
gun
yeah.
Well, the
attached.
Shooter games, but those shooter games are.
There are shooter games, pinball games that like
pinball.
They make out of.
Okay, pinball definitely doesn't count.
Oh come on!
You might be able to call it a video game, but that's really a stretch.
That's my childhood.
I'm adding a show note.
You are good. I'm glad somebody is.
Well, it's mostly just this.
The sidetrack conversation?
Yeah, the sidetrack conversation we're talking about right now. I just added the list that I'm looking at from IMDb.
I enjoy the first Resident Evil movie. And that's going in the direction of where Bill was going.
Going the wrong way.
Actually,
I think
really
that the
think
movies, I think the movies based on video games were more memorable because they're video games that you really liked, and so you're like, oh yeah, this video game had it.
You spent like 100 hours on this one thing; it got right. turned into a 2-hour movie.
Right.
Well, you forget that certain things were turned into. Actually, how about a book turned into a video game? Does that
no? That's
count?
Okay. That's probably fine.
Ready? Ready? Witcher.
Yeah, I never read the book, so
it's but still.
But I've heard it's a good game. I haven't played it. But again, I don't have a problem with that. It's the
The Witcher 3
TV shows.
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Movies.
So it's only TV shows and movies. Books are
yeah.
a different story.
Okay, I got
like,
another one.
The Batman video games, a lot of them have been really good.
I have another one. South Park.
Eh.
The recent video games are actually really good.
The
originals,
the original
I
game
see.
On the. On the N64 was kind of a turd.
No, I believe
that. It
wasn't
very good.
I'm more meaning
the Stick of Truth. The Stick of Truth was an okay video game.
There's also one called The Fractured Butthole.
Yeah, I haven't played that one yet.
Ooh. How about the Game of Thrones Telltale game?
No. Technically, it's based off of a book.
Okay,
so
how about The Walking
books,
Dead? Oh, wait.
Books.
Like, it went from a book to a movie, and then I think that game is based off the movie.
Anna was playing a Walking Dead game on her phone. And it looked stupid. I never even got it.
It was the mobile app.
Yeah, if you would listen to that podcast, you would know all about it.
I know, it looks stupid. I didn't want to get it.
I downloaded it, but I never opened it.
Has anybody watched the Slender Man movie that came out?
There was a movie made for that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there, and it's out.
Like, news for that was totally tied up in the MoviePass news. Because, like, for a while, all you could see was, like, Missing in Action, or no, Mission Impossible, at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday night, or Slender Man at the regular time.
Holy crap, this list is huge.
But yeah, they're like, oh, there we go. Video games based on Star Trek. See, that also, let me think.
There's been
Star Trek games,
Star Wars. How about Star Wars games?
Star Wars games have been pretty good.
I'll admit they've been a hit or miss, but there's been some good ones
overall. I mean.
In the
Knights of the
House.
Old Republic was good. X-Wing was a pretty good one. There was some for the the one for the Atari, they basically took Defender and added AT-ATs to it, but it's still I spent a lot of time playing it. I don't know if I can say it's good though. So I guess what I'm trying to say is video games based on TV shows are slightly more successful and better than movies based on video games.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad we could have that talk.
Yeah. Glad I'll slightly, you know, I'll still find something as epic as the other direction, which is Clue.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest movie based on a game.
That's a board game.
It's a game. Before it was just a game.
I said video games. Besides, did you know the original name of Clue was Cluedo?
No.
Yep. It's a British game.
That Cluedo.
Something wrong with you.
There's a lot wrong with you today.
Battleship. There's always that one.
Again, you're going the wrong
way. No. I'm saying that you're saying that the board game on in the movies was okay. I'm saying it's not always okay. I'm saying Clue's the one exception.
Okay.
There's Tetris. A Full Metal Alchemist game?
Probably. They make a lot of, like it's probably similar to the freaking Dragon Ball Z games. And those are all just generic fighter games. They're kind of crappy. I haven't spent a lot of time playing them, but I have played a couple of them and have not found them compelling.
Have you ever played this game?
There's a lot of Naruto games,
too. The regular show game? No.
Prince of Persia. Is that... Made into a movie.
No, the wrong way again, yeah. Wait, what? The regular show game?
Yeah. Those characters look familiar.
Yeah, they're from the regular show.
It's because they're from the regular show.
All right.
That was fun. I'm glad we had this talk.
Yes. It was awesome, Sauce.
All right, man.
All right. Well, let's go and do some of the other stuff.
CSI Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to continue to look at this list. There's 454 of
them. It's like the Miami Vice.
I'm only on 201.
Whoa. All right. How about Amazon is planning on trying to compete against Roku's stuff?
Are they going to... So you're saying Roku competitor. Are you meaning a new box?
No. Okay, get past that stuff. Okay. It's more service. So it's more that they're going to start providing... They want to start providing service with commercials. So... non-prime customers.
Does Roku really provide that, though? They're more of like a hub.
No. So okay. I don't know if this is through Roku or what, but I got a smart TV.
Yeah.
And it's branded Roku.
Okay.
Right? And when you start it up, it always has the ads it's showing to you because you got to have ads every freaking where you go.
Yeah.
But one of the ads today was like, watch the Hiya, not today, it was the other day, but watch Hiya channel. And it was like free. And that's weird. So I go to it and it's a service called Xumu, X-U-M-U.
Mm-hmm.
And it just had all these different stations. They were all free to watch. And it was just different movies and stuff. But it wasn't like streaming in that you like get to choose what you want to watch. It was streaming in like TV. So
yeah,
whatever's on, you watch that. But they had just like Kung Fu movies playing all the time on Hiya. And there was a lot of sports content, which... but...
everyone has their thing.
That's true. I just...
You want more video games.
Ghost in the Shell had an 8.6 out of 10 stars.
Sorry. What does that have to do with sports?
It has nothing to do with it. Well, I'm going back to our other conversation.
The video game, but that was a comic book first.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, well then this list is... Well, it's still technically
you really
right.
have to like sort through some of those.
Yeah, it's hard for some of those. So.
Okay, I'm closing out of it now. right, this.
So, yeah.
The Roku thing. Okay, Bill, since you're so knowledgeable, please enlighten us.
He's explaining.
Well, that's what I was saying, but I don't know if that was a Netflix or a Roku thing or if it's a separate company or whatever, but I have watched other... Like, when I first got my TV, I watched Beetlejuice on a different platform, and it had commercials in it, but it was free. So there's a lot of streaming stuff you can watch, like, that's just ad-supported.
So they are expanding their videos to include ads, and then plus there's Twitch that they're also doing, because Amazon owns Twitch, so you'll be able to do that. And they're also going to be running ads on NFL games on Prime Video. Yes, they have some of the NFL games.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like they have streaming rights to them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's got to be scaring the cable companies. Amazon's big enough that they can afford to outbid them.
Yeah, they
too.
Can.
Hmm. Well, I don't think they have all of them. But,
no,
you know,
but I'm saying that they're a real threat to the broadcast networks.
They could get
all
of
them. Well, no, they are, but they also walking in with this. They walked in with this a while ago. And they were saying, hey, we want to do these things, and we are a tech company, but we brought the people that are here just talking about the video part that we're going to do. Because these video people are tied to the big Amazon, they're there to talk about their new channel and their new shows and their all this stuff. Everyone kept asking them questions about Amazon. And Facebook actually ran into the same thing. They started doing all this. So these them being these big tech companies, when they go to show these, you know, new channels or new shows to the normal TV people, because they're not a normal TV channel,
right?
They're the what's becoming the normal TV thing. People, the industry isn't actually asking the right questions. Because they're like, well, you know, the Facebook one, they're like, well, what about all the security things, all this? And people are like, I'm not over that. Like, I'm here to talk about the TV or Facebook TV.
Right. But I think...
Yes.
Facebook TV.
Facebook TV. It's a year old already, in fact.
So the thing is that they got these tech companies and they're breaking into sports. And as soon as they do, as soon as they break that and start doing it, your traditional networks, your traditional cable outlets, like to provide cable TV, DirecTV, Dish Network, Comcast, all those things, if they don't find another thing to do, they're going to go out of business. The only people I know that have cable are either they get it free for some reason or another, like they get it from their apartment complex, purchases it, or their whatever, or they're sports fans and they want to watch their sports.
Which, okay, and Facebook actually already has a lot of the rights to a bunch of the NFL stuff too. They can, and MLB. They, there are certain shows as they're going along, they're like, well, the next step or the next, or not the next episode, the next game is being played on Facebook. And the first they were like, really? You have to go to Facebook and you have to go watch it there.
Yeah. So as soon as sports become a thing, like people are just going to move to it. They're going to figure out how to do it because people are pretty fanatical about their sports. So they'll take the time to figure out how to set up the service and get it all working.
Well, you can also still stream a lot of those from, like, I don't even remember the name of the service, but they basically streamed the TV channel to you live.
Right.
And that's one way you can watch
the direct broadcast.
Sling is one of me. That's one I was thinking of.
Sling is direct, or no, is Dish Network, and DirecTV Now is DirecTV.
Yes.
So they both have still...
They're trying to do streaming, but whether they are able to successfully transition over, it will be to seen.
Well, no. Well, they have streaming, because Sling is not a small thing.
But they
thing
don't.
Right
I
now.
Don't think that. I don't think that DirecTV offers just streaming service. I think you still have to buy their package, don't you?
No. You can get it.
You've DirecTV Now.
Yeah.
That's what's
It used to be like that. You're not. Yeah, it did used to be like that.
The
but
only one that is currently
since.
Doing the you have to buy their internet with their stuff is Comcast. You can if you cannot stream certain Comcast things on another internet provider. They actually block that. You have to have Comcast internet to get some of your Comcast services.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is stupid for them.
Yeah, now I'll have to look at it because I know that like a big thing with DirecTV was their NFL Sunday ticket package. And one of the things that really irritated a lot of people was the blackouts. So the sports networks have a big deal. Like they're pretty, not the networks, like the NFL is very picky about the blackouts and not being able to show it. In areas where it could still be shown, but if you just get a proxy,
yes,
I don't know.
That would be how you have to get around it.
Well, not necessarily, because your customer address would have to be set to something, and then you still might have to do a proxy. I know we ran into certain problems, and people would demand that I change their address so that they could do it, and I'm like, but you're not there. I know that because... I can hear the network on behind you, and you would only be getting that if you were in this area. So,
and YouTube TV is also has a sports package where they have, you know, one, I think their middle one or their second one up is super sports heavy. So you can still, because sports do sell.
I'm just hoping that they don't like try and force sports into my, you know, the stuff that I do.
Want
that's
an, yeah,
always happens.
You're right. I want an option to not have sports packages,
because it always happens that like sports gets crammed down my throat, and like the stuff that I enjoy always gets preempted because sports is more important. And you know, I understand that I'm a minority and everything, but it's really really irritating.
I don't even know if it's more that it's just that. More that
no.
Sports is a lot like they get a lot of money from sports.
Right, right. Because so. because me as a consumer am a minority. So most people like sports, so they don't mind that the Simpsons gets, or the, you know, the Super Bowl, the football game goes long, and so the Simpsons, you only get to watch the last half of it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so, and that sort of thing happened all the time when I was a regular cable consumer, and now I've gone to like Netflix and stuff, and I don't want to pay for sports.
Or you'll get the Simpsons, but then the next show on the slot gets ran over. Because I think that to a certain point, the Simpsons got so popular.
So
that,
you're saying the reason that Futurama's not on the air anymore?
The reason Futurama's not on the air anymore is because Fox is stupid.
Fox kept running it over with their sports ball package, their sports ball with Sunday Night Football. They kept pushing it off. Yeah. That's actually, it got canceled twice before they finally were like, nope, this isn't happening. And then they went to Netflix.
They went to Comedy Central
first. Then they went to Comedy Central.
Well, there's that. But they're, now they're on Netflix. Well, okay. Actually, Simpsons is owned by Disney now, but now the creators went to Netflix with a new show.
Yeah, it's not very good.
You get out of here.
Okay. I'm not leaving.
Oh, well. Futurama's on it.
In a half an hour, I'll leave.
Is that really, though?
Yes. I showed you that image.
I know you did, but then we tried looking for it again.
Futurama's on Hulu.
No, no, no. Futurama is on Disenchanted.
Okay, but that's not what we're. That's not. Oh, what
no,
about.
You're talking. Disenchanted is in Futurama. I found out Futurama's not on Netflix. It's on Hulu right now.
And that's where you watched it.
Yeah, it's where I watched it.
So, okay, you're talking about Easter eggs here, and I just got to say that I was watching my favorite episode of Steven Universe. Mm-hmm. I've watched it enough that I have favorite episodes now.
There you go.
And it's called The Answer. It's probably the best episode of Steven Universe. And there's one part in that. Actually, it's in the next episode after that. I'm sorry. So I don't remember what it is. But they have a birthday for Steven. And so the actress, the voice actress for Garnet is a singer named Stella. And they pull out these records. It's there in the background, but someone pulls out, like, one of the characters pulls out a record to play, and it's one of her albums. And Garnet, the lady, the Stella, like, character is like holding her hands out, waving in front of him, like, no, don't play that. And I just thought that was pretty funny. Like, it's so short, and you, like, I had to rewind it just to double check that I was seeing what I was seeing. So,
two more season.
Huh?
Do you remember what season?
Probably four. I don't remember the name of the episode, though.
Well, you said it was after.
It was the one after this, The Answer.
The Answer. Oh, there's a lot of...
Jim Heist, The Zoo.
Yeah, there's like five seasons of Steven Universe.
The Good Lars.
It's a good series, though.
Yeah, I'm not having a look.
W on it. I'm pretty sure it's season four. Maybe it's five.
Oh, there's a couple on this page. Yeah. We're just trying to hunt it down. Nope. The alternate ending.
Holy crap, this has a lot of episodes in it.
Steven Universe?
Yes.
The first season has a ton, and then they really drop down.
Who took it over after that? Or was it still the same
people?
No,
it's still on Cartoon Network.
Huh.
Maybe it's on season two.
Yeah, it's the only one you haven't. Well, there you go. The answer is
that.
Two.
So it's Steven's birthday. Yeah. Anyways, well, there's a little, a little gem in there for you. So I think I noticed some Futurama in there. What Futurama are you referring to?
In Disenchanted.
Yes.
It's right at the end.
It's at the final episode,
and it's on there for just a couple of frames. It's not on there for that long.
What is it?
You remember when they were traveling through, they had the forward traveling time travel machine? They only could go forward.
In Futurama?
In Futurama.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They time travel through.
That's cool. I mean, it was okay, but I think part of my problem is that I expect a lot from, you know, Michael X. Cohen and... Matt,
there you go.
Groening. So,
see it to the right of the cat.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Didn't even notice that.
Well, I don't... Not a lot of people did, because it was... It's one, it's faint, and two, I think it was only on there for half a second.
Yeah.
It wasn't on there for that long.
Only for certain people. Can't even make it bigger, can I? There we go. We can make it big.
There you go. Now, dear listeners, you'll be happy to know that we can see it in its full glory.
Ted is now...
You know, if you're going to do stuff like this, you should probably just, you know, include a stream, a video stream.
You know, there is that. Like, once we get, that was the other idea, is once we were going to get enough patrons.
If we get enough patrons, we'll do a video
over
stream.
$100.
Yeah, then Ted has to put on pants.
No, I don't.
We have a table.
Yeah.
Good point.
They only see me from the torso up. I'm not even putting on underwear.
They actually get to see what the podcast room looks like.
Yes, they do.
Although I have a feeling that Bill would probably rearrange the wall art, because there's really only one thing behind us, but there's a whole bunch of stuff in front of us.
No, there's tire.
He could just have the camera on the other side, so it's pointing that, like, this way.
Actually, it'd be more better behind Anthony.
More better. Yeah, then, actually, the best spot would be right behind the monitor there.
Well, that would
be. Oh, yeah, because we're always looking there. Yeah.
Or they can always see the back of our heads when we put it the other way.
Yeah,
got a solution.
If you put it anywhere
else. Move the desk.
If you put it anywhere else, it's the back of our head. Again, lots of this conversation doesn't make sense to our poor listeners.
That's all right.
I keep wanting to call them viewers, but they're probably not looking at the podcast picture going,
they're looking intently at the thumbnail.
We do have, they would probably get some of the art, and I do want to put more up for the podcast, but there's a nice shelving system. With all sorts of, like, figures, action figures, also known as Funkos.
Yeah. I would have to stop playing Android games if we did video, though.
No, you could probably chat with them, though, on Discord. Yeah. Or
I could do that now. Let's see if there's anybody on Discord. Everybody just picked up their phone.
Yeah, I know. We're all going to be on Discord now.
Hey, not everybody did it.
He has it on his computer. Actually, so do I, technically.
I have 21 days left, and we're at 0.4 gig out of 1.1 gig.
Anna just signed on.
I am in trouble.
Ooh.
Ball.
Look at that. See? You could chat with us while we
talk. Oh, and then there's
talk.
Fyodor.
Yay.
I don't even know how to use this. Geeks are wired.
Hi, everyone. Look, everyone just got a secret message that's in the Discord chat. Oh, and look, even the computer talks.
Huh.
You didn't mute it.
Turn it off, turn it on. You know, there's all these steps. All right, so we are going to take a short break because we're doing a new feature. And it is, we're going to get Bob from Captain Bangles on. He's going to talk about comics. It's just a little thing. So I have to go to him. We're going to do, you know, podcast magic and just insert this in the right spot. But we're going to... get Bob on from Captain Bangles, located at 348 North 3rd Avenue in Pocatello, Idaho. And he's going to talk about this week's and next week's comics, because he reads way more comics than all of us do. And I'm falling
behind.
Being
the owner of a comic book shop.
That'll happen.
Tend to happen, yes.
And then, you know, an art teacher. He's done a comic too. But we... We'll be right back.
Okay, coming attractions and present attractions. This is what's at Captain Bangles Comic Shop and what's coming. So I guess I better watch the, get close to the speaker here. All right, Bob, talk loud. Okay, I'm going to make my Batman voice. So, okay, first of all, Batman, Archie Meets Batman, Batman 66 is still available. And Batgirl with a really cool cover on a scooter. Batgirl Annual is out. Daredevil, Mike Murdock, if you know who Mike Murdock is. That's been a fun storyline. Guess what? He's back, guys. And so is Misty Knight. Anyway, Extermination, which deals with the extermination of all mutants. Five-issue miniseries coming is out. We're on issue number 2. We still have one copy of one left. So, The Nom, which is the symbiote from Spider-Man, back in The Nom. Anyway, The Nom instead of Venom. Lando, of course, Star Wars Adventures, and all sorts of Star Wars. We got so much Star Wars stuff, you know, we got a whole universe of Star Wars stuff here. But probably the funnest thing this week has got to be the crossovers from DC Comics, because they have Warner Brothers and DC Comic crossovers. That includes Catwoman with, of course, Tweety and Sylvester, Porky Pig and his fellow Baldy, Lex Luthor, the Joker and Daffy Duck, and I think we might have one issue somewhere of Harley Quinn doing Gossamer's hair. Gossamer, you might recall, is the hairy monster that chased Bugs Bunny and lots of different Warner Brothers around. It was made up of tennis shoes, and he met his foil when he finally met up with a pair of hair clippers, and all that was left was a pair of tennis shoes. Anyway, Judge Dredd, of course, always fun. Ms. Marvel, Marvel 2-in-1, The Thing and Human Torch has been kind of a surprise hit, and they actually have a True Believers reprint of The Thing guest starring the Swamp Thing. Anyway, fun stuff there. Coming up next week, we have the first of our Infinity War kind of cross set, and it's kind of a strange mashup. It's called As Guardians of the Galaxy. Number one comes out. We only have 5 copies, so if you want on that, better get in on it fast. Of course, we've got Astonishing X-Men coming up, Batman, Court of the Owls, Essential Edition coming out, which is a graphic novel, and trade paperback. Good old Berlin, which, by the way, is I don't think it's a Pulitzer winner, but it is one of the great graphic novels to come out in recent years. Bully Wars, Cosmic Ghost Rider, which is Frank Castle, a.k.a. The Punisher, as the Ghost Rider in a cosmic sense. Deadpool, always fun. Number 4, this is featuring a script by Scotty Young. And if you're familiar with Scotty Young and his crazy sense of humor, you'll love it. So, Elric, White Wolf, we have 3 copies of that coming out. Green Arrow, of course, Green Lanterns, Harley Quinn, always fun. I Hate Fairyland, we have a couple of trade paperbacks of I Hate Fairyland, which is also Scotty Young's creation. And the Immortal Hulk number 5, and I can't say enough about what this has done. Immortal Hulk, I think they got tired of him going around breaking worlds, so they've taken it, toned it down, and made it almost like a horror series. So the Hulk himself is the horror aspect of it. And Bruce Banner is walking around with this horrible thing inside of him again. But he seems to have some sort of a way of applying it. Anyway. Old Man Logan Annual, Nightwing, Nightmare Before Christmas, Hero's Journey is finally going to get here. My Little Pony is always fun. Magic the Gathering, Commander, 4 decks. Oh my gosh, yes, we got Commander set coming. James is going to be like, hard to live with. No, it'll be fun. Spider-Man, Deadpool, Spawn coming in, and Snot Girl. If you've never looked at Snot Girl, she is somebody who does blogs. Familiar, Bill? Anyway, does blogs, and her blogs, she takes pictures. She's beautiful, glamorous, has green hair, long, flowing, green, gorgeous hair, and she also has allergies, and so she always has a little dribble of snot, which is why she has to only do stills. If she sits there and tries to get online or does a video blog, then all the little drool comes out, and she has to. Anyway, so yeah, she's an immensely popular person, but it's got lots of hip, hip. Wow, am I old or what? It's got lots of hip references, and I have a hard time reading it because I have to figure out what OMG and all that other stuff stands for and means. So it's kind of crazy. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we will get back with you in just a bit. I do have a key. Just 1 second. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening. TMNT, Urban Legends, and Thanos Legacy next week, and see you later. Glad to talk to you, Tom. Yeah.
And we're back.
Man.
See, there, you just didn't need
I was going to fade in with that, but you ruined that, so never mind.
We faded back in with duck noises.
No, it was going to be man it didn't man it. It was supposed to be like hold music or whatever.
Oh.
But Bill pressed record a little bit too quickly.
Oh, you weren't ready for it.
You didn't tell me.
Surprise!
He never tells us when he hits record. He just hits it and we hope
that
we're not
talking.
No, last
week I told him to record.
He actually wanted to introduce the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time where
and
I wanted
I broke
to say
Bill too.
Just something little and funny, and then he made me do the whole thing. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, Anthony's done the same thing.
I did the whole thing.
And has been the smart one.
I did it the one before, the time before.
We actually were going to make Anna do it last time.
Yeah, he was talking about it.
Oh, really?
It would have been the only time you talked on the podcast.
What do you mean?
Oh.
I mean, I've noticed that when I'm on the podcast with you, you don't talk as much. And then I feel bad because I feel like I'm making you not talk.
Sometimes.
Ted,
should
You're
I leave?
Fine. No.
I'll go if it means you talk more.
No.
You are going to leave in like a half hour.
Yeah.
I'll go now. I'm hungry.
Huh, that is a good choice.
I find a ride home.
What do you mean? It's my car.
Yeah.
Guess you're okay. Walking, Ted.
Both our names are on it. Actually, I think it's just my name on the loan. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think we're both on it.
On the loan? We're both on the title, but I think it's only me on the loan. Anyways.
I think I might have a title for the episode.
What is it?
Ted's Walking Home.
Walking Home? All right, it's official. Ted, you're walking home.
Okay. I probably use it. I'm pretty fat.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin Smith has lost like 50 pounds or something like that. He's down to 200 pounds.
Nice.
He looks like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even from what his old stuff was, yeah.
Yeah. So he was at, I think reading a thing, he said that his heaviest was around 330, but when he had the heart attack, he was at 300 pounds at that point. But he didn't want to have another heart attack, and he took the doctor's advice to heart and has a lot more money so he can pay people to help him.
Nice.
Lose weight. And so, yeah, he's dropped a bunch of weight. It looks way different. It's kind of weird. But it's good. I'm glad because I'd like to see more Kevin Smith stuff. I'm hoping that it'll be better than Yoga Hosers. But, you know, if all pork chops were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.
So, we have a bit of sad news.
Yeah.
You want to do it? Tell you.
So we tend to not be political and not try to talk about things like that, but there was a shooting in Florida at a video game tournament, Madden 19, for qualifiers for their championship. And so we do want to just, you know, say that our hearts go out to the families and the victims of this shooting, and we hope that at some point we can figure this out.
There we go. All right, now back to the other show notes item.
What was the one about Netflix and ads? I haven't seen ads on Netflix.
Oh, for Twitch?
No. There's actually a Netflix.
Oh, that feature.
Hacker, how to opt out of
Netflix. Oh, okay. Ads. So Netflix is...
Because I haven't seen any ads on Netflix. Other than the stupid freaking thing starts to autoplay. The thing autoplays on my TV. So
it's been
I'll
doing
like,
that forever.
Yeah, it's been doing that for a long time. It's really annoying, but I don't see that as an ad.
So, okay, and that's the other... Okay, so that's the other thing. You may not actually notice this as an ad. See, I know there was a better part of this. But the idea is that in between your shows, instead of it jumping into the next show, they're going to start inserting ads into it.
Oh, well then I will unsubscribe.
No, you don't have to unsubscribe.
You can opt out.
Yes, because it is all currently
so,
in a beta setup.
By ads, what do you mean? Like
they're going to advertise their other shows.
Okay, and I have noticed this at the end of it.
Yeah.
So basically when the credits roll, you know how normally it queues up the next episode and says, this will start in like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So instead of that, because you're at the end of the show, like you've watched all the seasons and all the episodes in the seasons, it queues up something else like a trailer. Which They kind of already did.
I guess
when
I don't
you
really
first open the app.
Care about that. I get irritated at Hulu because it will just queue up something unrelated and just start playing it, and that just ticks me off. And then it shows up in like my view history, and it
because
decides that I like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And no, I was freaking cooking and couldn't turn it off until halfway through.
YouTube's kind of bad about that too.
Hulu got better finally. Yeah, I was hating that. And you can actually say, don't show me this show. Don't recommend this show anymore. You can actually finally kick those shows out.
Yeah. Do you have to do that online or can you do it from the app?
I think I did it from on the app.
I guess it depends on how old your app is.
It's kind of irritating. Like ads are starting to creep their way into a lot of the streaming.
Well,
everything.
And this,
so.
It, their idea is you don't. That Netflix has a lot. You don't know what Netflix really
has.
That's
true. That's true.
And in fact, if you want to find out what Netflix really has, you want to find out what you really want to listen to or watch, you have to go to third-party companies that go, we have a list. I'll just click down through these things and we'll tell you what Netflix actually
has. Here's
all
the stuff that they have.
Yeah, this is what you would actually like.
They used to have a little thing on the PlayStation 3, the Bob, and it would you would answer some questions and it would like pick a movie for you. And it was funny and it kind of had the You Don't Know Jack voice guy, the Jackbox guy.
Yeah.
It sounded like him. Oh. I don't know if it was actually him, but it sounded like him.
So wanted to watch a video, like if you didn't know what to watch, you just ask him or something?
Yeah, you'd say,
okay.
You know, choose this, tell me what you want to watch, or like answer these questions. Are you in the mood for romantic comedy or horror? And you just keep choosing like they'd have like a few things.
I wonder why they don't have
that
now.
Mm-hmm. And then it was like,
that makes sense.
It was like, here is, okay, we figured out the genre. Tell me what you think about these three movies. We're not going to show these ones to you, but just what do you think about these movies? And then you'd tell, you know, yes, no, didn't see it, whatever. And then at the end of that, it would list a movie. This is the movie we think you should watch. And it was usually right. It was usually like, oh, this is a good movie or this is a good TV show. But an update happened and it was no longer an option. So, or they moved it in the UI and I just haven't seen it, but I don't watch a lot of stuff on that PlayStation 3 anymore since I got the smart TV, but it stopped doing it before I even got the smart TV.
Yeah. And that's Hulu's been changing their layout a couple times, and it's sometimes it works. For the longest time, I actually almost unsubscribed from them just because of how the layout was.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people did that.
I've noticed, though, that like as far as streaming goes, so Pandora, I listened to Pandora for a long time. Just loved Pandora, listened to it all the time. And then the ads just started getting too much. There'd be two ads between songs. Mm-hmm. There'd be like an ad after every single song. And I'm like, this is just too much. So I just started listening to YouTube. And then YouTube came out with their YouTube TV, the
YouTube
Red
Prime
and
Now Prime
Music and, you know, all that crap. And now there are two ads at the beginning of the videos. So
actually,
I know you pay for it. I don't.
And actually, I tried out Pandora not too long ago, their free one. There was actually like three ads in between a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? Especially, you know, kind of looking into it. And also, I was looking too early because since I was a T-Mobile customer last Tuesday, they gave away your Pandora Prime.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of nice.
Nice.
I don't know if you can still do that as a T-Mobile customer since they were doing it, or it's just that one time they offered it. Because sometimes for these big things,
they'll just keep it going.
They'll offer it multiple times, going like, you didn't get this. We really are giving this to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just irritating, though, because they seem to be fighting over who can play you the most ads.
Yeah.
So I've switched back to Pandora, but it's still a little much. And I really...
It's not much to get the bare basic tier.
I know. But the thing is that no raindrop believes he's responsible for the flood, and I've already got four streaming services as it is. So
I
might as well just sign up for cable again. So, but my solution to it is just find one song that I like and right click and select the loop option because it doesn't play ads in between it and just listen to the same song all day.
You can loop on Pandora now?
Not on Pandora, YouTube. You can actually repeat songs on Pandora. If you watch a video, it'll let you repeat a song.
Well, on premium, it'll let you repeat songs anyways, but
yeah.
that's only if their copyright lets you. Some songs, they won't let you repeat it.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So it's $110 for an individual for Pandora premium, or $165 for the family account.
I don't pay that.
Well, that's for the year. That's paying a year.
It's less than $10 a month.
I know, but I only pay $5 a month.
So you're paying.
It might have been 60. Grandfathered. Like I have like, because their subscription was $5 a month, and then they switched over to something else, and I must have just got grandfathered in or something.
Hmm. Yeah, so that's fine. I'm definitely not paying $100 a year.
Yeah, I don't know
for something
if I would
that
either.
Doesn't even give me video.
Yeah, it's $10 a month or $15 a month for family. Up to 6 users.
Well, I'm just never going to unsubscribe now.
Which is
now.
What, was it, Google's? Is, that's why I'm not getting rid of the my $15 a month family Google or YouTube premium.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I get YouTube premium and premium music and 6 players, people again. So it's actually what Pandora is doing, but I also get YouTube.
And you get access to all 3 services right now, don't you? YouTube. Music, you and YouTube Premium and Play Music, don't you, right now?
Yes. So, yeah, music.
And if you were to unsubscribe and resubscribe, you'd only have access to...
I would lose the family account.
Yeah. Well,
and I would, or I'd have to choose between 2 plans they have. I either get the music or I get
music.
But
you won't get
YouTube.
Both like you do now.
Well, I can get both. I just have to pay
right,
more.
You have to pay a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bill, we're on episode 317, right?
Yes.
So, assuming an average podcast time of 1 hour,
mm-hmm.
that is 13 days of podcasts.
Wow.
That's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
That's on an average. Sweet. Considering there's part A's and part B's, and in our early days, we actually had a couple multi-hour episodes.
And sometimes we still go to like hour 20 minutes, hour and a half. So
we might have more. We might be over that then.
I think we tend to go over more often than we go under.
There was the one that we lost, the lost episode that I just explained to everybody. So there's probably the
very sad.
I don't know if I actually officially called that one that number.
What is that? Where just recorded and then it didn't do anything?
I recorded. Mm-hmm. I thought I hit save. My computer updated, and the episode, the data was gone.
No.
Oh, that also doesn't count the, what is it, the episodes we have for Comic-Con from last year. Because we do recordings at Comic-Con, too.
Yeah.
Well, FandomCon, I mean. We did.
Yeah, it's not a Comic-Con.
It was a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But now it'll be a FandomCon. So we also will have recordings from the, not only with us live, our live recording podcast, we're also going to have recordings for the interviews that we will have.
I'm feeling some trepidation about the whole only having one venue thing. I'm hoping that it'll come out good, but I liked the 3 venues.
I really did too, but I understand people
being
lost.
I think my personal opinion, I think they could have just done, spent more time and effort to indicate to people that it is across 3 venues instead of only going to one. You know, we heard the feedback, people didn't know. So now we make sure that they know.
But they spent I felt like they spent a lot of time explaining. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just need to, I don't know. Yeah,
we'll see how it goes. Because they did a really good job last year. Mm-hmm. They completely exceeded my expectations last year. So they'll probably do the same this year. I am sad that I chose to set up a work conference at that same time. But I am excited to go to St. Louis and...
That'll happen.
Do strange loop.
At least they still let you go to that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's already been paid for. Everything has been paid for.
It's all done. Hey, so, you know, segueing.
Yes.
You know, a segue?
Yeah, I like a segue. Oh. This is how we segue. Very abruptly.
They're better than hoverboards because they don't light on fire spontaneously.
Ah! Hey, not all the hoverboards did that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But they don't work on water. So.
None of them ever did.
I know. That's what
it's said. A Back to the Future joke.
Oh.
I'm kind of disappointed in you right now.
I'm not going to go.
So,
there.
You're 12. I get it.
I'm not 12.
Spit it
I
out,
have
Bill.
A deep voice.
Spit it out.
So, you want an Xbox? Would you be willing to lease your Xbox for 2 years to own it? Like you do your phone? You pay a monthly fee for your Xbox for 2 whole years.
No.
And then at the end of the 2 years, you own your Xbox.
Does it come with gold?
Comes with gold and Game Pass. So you have all of the games that they release on Game Pass, Game Pass also gets, if it's a Microsoft game, will be included on day one.
But here's the thing, Bill.
Play for free.
Because of their draconian, you can't play online or even connect to the internet through our device without a gold
they don't do
paid
that anymore.
Subscription. I understand that.
No, you,
I stopped buying Xbox stuff. So the only way I'll get an Xbox is if it's given to me.
Okay, so here's the good thing. So the price actually comes out pretty well. How about that? So for the basic Xbox One S, it's $22 a month for that time.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what the difference was between the two.
And
I found it.
Xbox One X console, the bigger console, is
the 4K one.
Yeah, it's $35 a month.
Okay, but does it have that lightsaber game and VR?
I think that... Is that a PS only one?
I think that... No, the V...
What's it called?
The Saber Beats game is also available on... not Oculus. What's the other one?
Vive?
Vive, yes. It is available on Vive.
Can you connect the Vive to an Xbox?
Actually... there might be if you because it's Windows 10 but it's not quite Windows 10.
But you need a stout computer for it.
I know the One X is a pretty stout computer. Remember all the teraflops.
So it's the One X and the One S. Is that
yeah.
Xbox One X and Xbox One S?
Yes, they're very good at naming stuff.
So these are the next gen consoles that
actually,
I'm not aware of.
Xbox One X, the acronym for Xbox One X, is actually Xbox. X.
B, I hate it more now.
One. O. X.
I hate it more. Then what about Xbox?
Xbox?
Xbox.
Wait, are you going to get an Xbox or an Xbox?
I hate it.
Isn't it 10?
No.
You said 1-0. Isn't that 10?
Where'd you get 1-0?
You said Xbox 1-0 X.
It's more like Xbox Onyx. And then Xbox
Onyx.
It's powered by Onyx?
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I thought it was the next...
No, this is still the same generation.
It's still an X-Bone.
Yes. It's just a newer one. Just like how the PS4 has a PS4 Pro.
Who cares?
I thought you might. But apparently you don't.
It's just so they can sell more sports video games.
No, now you get just to play them. Because you get all that stuff.
No, I need to spend $800 on a new PlayStation so that I can play the Saber.
Actually, I was thinking, I'm wondering...
Christmas present, by the way, Bill.
PlayStation might be doing this. What do you think about this idea of, like your cell phones, or like a leased car or something like that? Well, probably more like your cell phone. You are getting a service from Xbox.
I don't know. The business model doesn't quite make sense.
Why not?
So how much do you pay for gold, like normally without the lease option? Isn't it right around that same price?
I see.
Why does anybody want a lease to own? I mean,
if you don't have, doing that with your phone,
okay,
aren't you?
But we would have paid up front for them.
Yes.
You could have. You could have done that still.
Well, we could at any time. I don't know.
All right. So Xbox Gold is $60 a year or $10 a month. And Xbox, what's the other one called? Game Pass? Is, I think, like $5? No, it's $10 a year or $10 a month. And I don't
so it's like so double
you're
the price.
Still... No, it's not.
No, $21.99. It's a little more than double the price.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's for the cheaper one.
Right. Right. What was the...
It was...
35. Yeah.
Which comes out to be you're still paying like 100 more, I think.
But you're also... So you're
that's
paying...
only $240. How much is an Xbox?
Depends on which one you get.
The One X is $450 to $500, depending on where you get it right now. Best Buy has it for $5. Walmart has it for $460.
Yeah, but
you should... what, you know, just the base cost.
Don't go to Walmart.
So you get the console and you get the services that come with it.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. So like the One S, you're paying an extra $2 a month on top of these services, and you get the...
It's not bad, but I prefer to... So the cell phone's different because I'm already paying a service to use it, right? So it's just an extra charge on top of that service, right? But with Xbox, I'm not already paying for gold. If I was, it might change my calculus here, right? But, so I just don't see, like, taking on another monthly payment doesn't seem great. But if you're low income, you know, I think it is a good deal. I think it's probably a good thing in the long run. And I hope that it continues to work out for him. How about that? Was that good?
That's good.
You like that?
That works.
All right. Great.
That's weird that didn't work the first time you clicked it.
So, that's our show.
A bug.
Thanks for listening.
Is it?
No, we still have more.
Oh.
Well, we can actually start cutting things, especially where we are seeing is actually, you know, like I said, there was still Bob already talked.
Commercialist.
Hey, we could talk about your Versa.
I think I might hold that off.
Oh, well, fine.
I know. It's on the show notes.
How about the other Netflix thing since we've been talking about Netflix?
That was the idea behind it. And actually, okay, real quick also, remember that really cool thing? Pre-order your games through Amazon.
And you get 20% off?
Off your video game?
Yes. They're not doing that anymore.
It's done. But
it's gonzo.
Occasionally, they'll give you $10 off. So if you didn't order it by last week, basically, I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday.
Thought it was this week.
Sorry. Well, we're coming out on Friday. So I guess it was this week.
It'd still be this week, yeah.
It'd be last Tuesday. If you didn't order your game by last Tuesday, you're not getting 20% off anymore. All right. What were you? Netflix?
Yeah, that one.
I
don't know anything about that.
It's actually not Netflix. It's more Disney. Disney has... They have announced the name for their new streaming service, and it shall be known...
Drumroll.
That's Bob.
It'll
be called Bob, right?
Wait, I thought it had a name.
Bob.
Bob? Bob for Bob Seger?
Night Moves!
Nah, I forgot what it was. I wasn't as ready on that as I thought. You thought I was. Well, there's going to be a new... They officially are coming out. Disney is. Oh, that's what it is. It's not...
We don't know its name.
I can find the name. Give me a second.
No, we don't know its name.
It hasn't been released.
But it... They said they're going to do it,
but they haven't given a name yet.
So which means they are not using Hulu.
It's called Bob.
That's the biggest thing, that they're not using Hulu.
Didn't they just buy Hulu?
They hold majority stock. Like,
there's been reports that it might be called Disney Play.
There's
Bob.
That.
Bob. Let's start an online petition to call it Bob.
Everything that's been named Bob failed.
There was an online petition to drink the black sarcophagus goo. I think we can have an online petition.
You can have an online petition for anything, but...
To name Disney's streaming service Bob.
Doesn't mean it'll do anything.
There is Planet Bob and Treasure Planet.
Yeah, see? Bob's a good name.
Exactly. Anything that's been named Bob has done terrible. They haven't made a Treasure Planet 2, have they?
Because...
It's not because of the planet.
Sequels should not happen...
All the time, except for Deadpool 3.
And
I want a Deadpool 3. Oh, and not to bring up something new, but I did read a headline, not the whole story, that they may not be making a Guardians 3.
No. That's not a maybe.
That's official.
They're actually letting them out of their contracts even because of this.
So, yeah, I was kind of upset to read that too.
Day.
Yes. There's a lot of stuff behind it. There's mean people out there. People should gain big, you know, learn to more important things too. They should just get a podcast and they can complain about it, and I bet people will listen to it.
Oh yeah. We're making a difference in today's world.
Oh yeah. What can I say except you're welcome?
So new Disney stuff. So we're gonna finish up. Famous last words. Ted.
Isn't lasagna just spaghetti flavored cake?
What, my turn?
Yeah.
Well, Ted's walking home.
Oh. Also, what can I say, Bill? Except you're welcome.
Oh, yeah.